go to Luke 17, verses 20 to 21.
And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered and said, "The kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Neither shall they say, Lo here, or Lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you."
Right. And see, it's not a natural or literal kingdom. We have kingdoms today that are literal. There's like the England, in a sense, has a kingdom because it has a king. It's a monarchy. We don't have the kingdom of God. It's not like that. But it's a spiritual kingdom. He said, the kingdom of God is within you. But it's valuable. We must partake of the kingdom of God if we want to go to heaven. If I was to ask all of us who wants to go to heaven, we'd all put our hands up, right?
If we got good sense.
And it's necessary. It's necessary to enter the kingdom of heaven in order to go to heaven. So the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven is the same. That sometimes the Bible says the kingdom of heaven, sometimes it says the kingdom of God. It's the same. And it is the avenue by which we will go to heaven. Let's read Luke 12, verses 29 and 31.
And seek not what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after. And your Father knoweth that you have need of these things. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you.
So you see, if we seek the kingdom of God, we need to put that first. The Lord's been impressing me with the thought of one thing, and the kingdom of God must be first. We have many things we have need of. We need food, we need clothes, we need houses and all these things, but he doesn't want us to make that our priority. Our priority should be to enter and stay in the kingdom of God. But how can we get in the kingdom of God? What does it take for us to get into the kingdom of God? When we read today, we're going to find out what it takes. But I want you to know that the kingdom of God works like this. It starts small, so to speak. If we look back in the scriptures, we see that John the Baptist prepared the people for Jesus. And we see also, even in our time, as we sow a little seed of the kingdom of God, that it spreads. I think about how that I was listening to a brother preaching the other night, and he said, I used to sit in the back. His dad was a preacher. All of us remember, we all remember Brother Warren, right? But his son sat in the back. He wasn't interested in the things of God. But no doubt that seed was being planted at home and at church in his heart. And today, it's grown. And now he's preaching. And that gave me encouragement because, you know, if I am living in the kingdom of God and I spread that little seed to my children, to my grandchildren, to my neighbors, it grows. In the scripture, it says how that this kingdom of God is like a mustard seed. Let's go to Mark 4 and 24. And we'll read to 20 to 30.
And he said unto them, take heed what ye hear, with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured it shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear shall more be given. For he that hath, to him shall be given, and he that hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he hath. And he says, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground.
Yes.
And should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up and know not how. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first of the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear.
But yes.
When the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth in the sickle, because the harvest is come.
So it started a little, didn't it? A little seed, one little seed put in the ground. That seed started with, you know, it came up as maybe a little blade, and then it gets more, and then it becomes the corn, and then and it's fruit we can eat. The same with the kingdom of God. I had studied these, and I didn't quite grasp it, and the Lord brought to my mind just how that the parent deal with their little children and give them the knowledge of the kingdom of God, and they grow up and they want it and they are part of it, and then they tell others, it spreads. Let's go to Luke 13 and 18. I was thinking about today. I believe one of the reasons today I am standing before you is because of my mother. She planted that seed of the kingdom of God, and it grew, and it's rich, and it gave me a desire for it. And then I've made effort to plant the same seed to my children and grandchildren, and hopefully someday it will grow. But it has grown. When you think about when Jesus, before Jesus came, John the Baptist was preaching the kingdom of God. And look, it's grown. From John the Baptist, not that he was the founder, but he planted the seed and prepared the hearts of the people for Jesus. Then Jesus came and he taught about the kingdom of God, and people began to get saved. And then it's grown to the day it goes to many nations. Do you have Luke 13:18?
Then said he, unto what is the kingdom of God like? And whereunto shall I resemble it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and cast into his garden, and it grew and waxed, and a great tree, and the fowls of the air lodged in the branches of it.
Yes, amen. So in Romans 14 and 17, we also read more about the kingdom of God. We just want to kind of set a foundation to where we can kind of understand how it works.
For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost.
It is a spiritual kingdom, and it is righteousness, the righteousness that Jesus died on the cross that we could partake of. So then, how do we get into this kingdom? To know it is one thing, but to partake of it is the most important thing. It's good to know and understand the kingdom of God, but we need to be a part of it. We need to partake of it. It says it's righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost. How do we get into this kingdom? Let's read in John 3 and verse 3.
Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
So we need to be born again to even see the kingdom of God. And let's read on to verse 7.
Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again."
Okay, so other words, when we give our heart to God, we are born again. That's how we enter the kingdom of God. We must have that spiritual birth. And I think I shared with, I don't know what I told this to you all, but when I was growing up, I was like, most of my childhood, if you had asked me, like maybe 8 or 9 years old, if I was saved, I would have said yes. Because I knew I was taught about the kingdom of God, and I was doing, you know, what my mother say. You know how children, the parents tell them, don't do this and don't do that, and that I was following. But when I got 12 years old, I heard the word that let me know that everyone, no matter how good you are, some people, it's hard for them to get saved because they're good people. They're a good companion, take care of the family and do those things. But everyone that comes into the world must be born again. And I realized then that I need to repent. I couldn't go on what my mother taught me and live that, and that was going to be sufficient to get me into heaven. I didn't know that until I got 12, and then when I did, I repented of my sins, and I gave my heart to God, and then I entered the kingdom of heaven. Then I was born again. Then I had a spiritual birth. That's what Jesus was trying to get over to Nicodemus. Nicodemus didn't understand it. It didn't make sense to him. I'm a grown man. I'm going to crawl back in my mother's womb and be born again? He couldn't figure that one out. And Jesus had to let him know this was a spiritual birth. That's flesh. What was born of the flesh is flesh. But what is born in the spirit is what was going to be being born again. It was what he was trying to say. So we have to be born into the kingdom of God. And once we're born in the kingdom of God, then we want to stay there. You know, I was thinking, want us to read a little bit about John, Matthew 3 and 1, how that he encouraged people to repent.
In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
That's what it takes, repentance. Repentance is what it takes to become godly sorrow workers, repentance, not to be repented of. A lot of times, but it also takes humility. You need to humble yourself to repent. Sometimes pride keeps people from repenting and saying to the Lord, "Please forgive me for my sins and wash me and make me clean." So we need to repent. We need to be humble. Matthew 5 and 3. Get that for me. And then Matthew 18 and 4. So humility is going to take repentance to enter the kingdom of heaven. It's going to take humility, or us humbling ourselves to repent to enter the kingdom of heaven. And then it takes humility to stay into the kingdom of heaven as well. Matthew 5 and 3.
"Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven."
See? Poor in spirit. You know, some people's spirits are so hardy, you can't get nothing to them. They know everything. But it takes a humble spirit, a poor in spirit to be able to be into, even into the kingdom of heaven and also to stay there. Humble ourselves. Let's don't think we're so much that God can't get nothing through. I think if I had thought, well, I'm already saved, I never would have gotten any help. But I listened to the message and I accepted the fact that I must repent. And I did that. And I'm thankful that I humbled myself to do that. But it takes humility to stay in the kingdom of God, because you can get saved, but if you want to keep saved, you got to be humble. 18:4, what does it say there?
Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
See? We got to be humble. Just like a child. A child that's willing for God to tell them something. And for others to tell them something too. And you know what? It's wonderful to be in this kingdom. It's just a blessing. If we need to put, once we're in the kingdom of God, we're going to put our everything into it. I had a time when I was older, but I was still home with my mother, and I got to know that I had a desire. My desire was to have a husband and children. That was my desire. And I talked to her, and I said, Mother, and I let her know how I felt. And she said, Doris, the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things shall be added. So she said, so you did the first part. In other words, God will add the other part. So if we put God first, then God will bless us with other things that we need, like a car, a house, maybe clothes, shoes, whatever we need. God will do that for us. And I found it so. I found that God did not let my mother's words fall to the ground. What she said came to pass. Not one word did fail, because she told me the word of God. Matthew 6:33.
Mm-hmm. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Do you have some things you want from God, you need? God will give it to you if you put him first. Let's go to Luke 12:20. But we realize that many people are so involved in other things and trying to get the things they want and need that they're not putting the Lord first. Let's look at 12:20-21. I might need to go up a little bit so we can read what happened. Yeah, verse 12. Let's go up a little bit.
12:16, and he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruit. And he said, this will I do. I will put down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I was saying to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided?
Read 21.
So is he that layeth up treasure for himself, and is not rich toward God.
So you see, this poor man didn't think of the kingdom of God. He was prosperous. He had gathered all his fruits had just bore so much that he had too much to put in one barn. He had to tear that down and thought he'd build enough. bigger one. But what did he say in his heart? Take thy ease, drink, and be merry. You have much good laid up for many years. And you know, today many people have lots of things, have plenty of money. I got all the money, all the cars, all the whatever I need. Just relax and take life easy. But we must not forget to enter in the kingdom of God. So here this man had all these things and was able to enjoy life, so to speak. Now, he could have. There was nothing wrong with him tearing his barns down and building greater barns and having plenty of food to put in his barn. But what was wrong? He neglected his soul. He neglected to enter the kingdom of heaven. So God took it away from him. He said, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose are these things going to be? If we neglect our soul and enjoy life, in the end, we're going to leave whatever we have here, but our soul will be lost in eternity. So we want to be careful to make sure that we enter the kingdom of God and stay there. Let's go now. I want us to look at one more aspect of the kingdom of God, because the Lord doesn't want us to just enjoy his kingdom and revel in it, which he does, and just leave it at that. He wants us to go and tell others. We have a work to do. When we get into the kingdom of God, we need to be busy about our Father's business. That's why we're here today. Just us. But you know, I'm sowing in hope that it won't just always be just us. That God will increase the kingdom right here in this town. That the kingdom of God has visited boldly another time. Let's read Luke 10, verse 1.
After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place whither he himself would come.
Keep going on to 11.
Therefore he said unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few.
Yes.
Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest.
Yes.
Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Carry neither purse nor scrip nor shoes, and salute no man by the way. And into whatsoever house ye enter, first say, peace be to this house. And if the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. If not, it shall turn to you again. In the same house remain, eating and drinking such things as they give. For the laborer is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house, and into whatever city ye enter, and they receive you. Eat such things as are set before you, and heal the sick that are therein, and say unto them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. But into whatsoever city ye enter, they receive you not. Go your ways out into the streets of the same, and say, even the very dust of your city, which cleaveth on us, we do wipe off against you. Notwithstanding, be ye sure of this, that the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you.
So God sends us forth. He saves us. He prepares us. And then he sends us forth to go teaching and preaching the kingdom of God. And he wants it to spread. Like, I was so thankful today that Sarah had this conversation with this lady. She even told her about Boley. You see, God wants us to spread the kingdom. Don't get selfish. Don't be satisfied with just the little that we have, but let's take the little we have and go give it out to others. So I want us to be encouraged. to not only enter the kingdom of God, but to spread his gospel as well. Might not be a preacher, but you can still talk to other people. You can still let your light shine before other people, that the kingdom of God will have a chance to spread to others. Pray for me.